realms of Senith.
So you hear fighting through the northern door here, and it sounds like the clockworks and probably those orc.
Is there a way with my smith's tools for me to figure out how to reprogram these clockwork thingies to not be our enemies?
Probably not.
Oh, man. Okay.
If you can think of a way to do, like, that would make sense, you can let me know. But just off the top of my head, this feels like not what smithing is for.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, from what I read of it, I don't think it can. I think it's just basically, like, where I can make stuff and figure out stuff about metal, like, enough to fix it, but I don't think enough to reprogram it.
Yeah, I think that's more like tinkering.
Ah.
What is it called? Is it tinkering? Tinkerer's tools?
Yes. That was an option, too, that I considered.
Probably whatever it was that Morid was proficient in, because he did tinkering and programming of little devices all the time. Maybe it was his magic that he did that with. I don't know. But this device that Caesar handed to me from his face mask or whatever, it seems to do the programming. I'm not particularly proficient in knowing what I'm doing. I'm just button mashing. But, yeah, I mean, if you want help with that, you're more than welcome.
Okay.
In fact, if you are wanting to handle the thing, I'll hand you the device if you are professing an interest in helping to guide it.
Sure. I don't mind. I can give it a shot.
But what I discovered last time is that currently he seems ready to go. You just got to lead him. Like, where you want him to go, you have to go.
Okay. So what do I do to kind of help lead him then with the... do I have to roll anything?
I was just walking around and he was following me. So I think as long as you're holding that device, which is attuned to him.
Okay.
But so we seem to have covered all the things that are important in this little dome area, right? So we're making our way out to where we can hear the fighting. Is that what everyone is agreeing on or no?
Yes. Yes,
I would agree to that. Arsenal's pretty low on hit points.
You're low on hit points?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I mean, they sound busy. Maybe we could take a short rest while they're busy out there.
We are pretty tucked away in here, so I think that would be possible.
Yeah, if we hunker down in some corner, or maybe in the room where the gem was, I don't know. Well, that was really tiny, actually. But, yeah.
We could just rest in.
Kaiser gives you 5 hit points.
Kaiser gives me what?
5 hit points.
Cool. I still need 13.
I will lay on hands you.
How are your hit points now?
15 out of 28.
Hmm.
Okay.
I do have a spell slot left if we're going to go fight stuff. I mean, if we try to do the rest, probably. Do you have hit dice left?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess our plan is to kind of hunker down in this area while fighting's going on out there and spend some hit dice.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's our best option.
I have one spell slot, but I think we're all down a little bit. So you all restored arsenal?
Yep.
It's not letting me change mine. It's like just getting rid of them.
Did you get it?
Yeah, now it's cooperating.
I'm going to be right back. I'm making pizza, by the way.
That's intense. While he's gone, let's go push him into battle.
Okay.
Okay, she says. I'm down to prank him with death. Which door did you say that we could hear stuff from anyway?
North one.
There.
Is your voice okay? Like...
No. It's been gone for days and hasn't really come back.
Do you want to postpone?
Nope, because sometimes it's just gone for a week for no reason.
Okay.
What if we were to go through... Hold on, let me get the pointer out. Go through this door and get the gem.
I think we already did, or didn't we?
Yeah, it's already destroyed. The corrupted one.
Oh, it's already destroyed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In that case...
I'm thinking we might have to fight our way out of here because I think that we determined last time that what we need to do is find another gem to replace that one with, which there isn't one in here, so.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if I can move with the controller. I wonder if I can move the clockwork soldier towards a point, kind of use him like a drone and navigate our way around here. Maybe we could do that. Yeah or nay?
Like send him first?
Yeah. Because then they might not They may think of him as an ally, you know? And then we know what to expect.
Well, you're going to have to figure out how to make him move without you moving first, because I hadn't done that.
Oh, boy. I don't know how I would figure that out.
Imagine commence.
You spend your short rest messing with the controller, and so far as you can tell, it will only follow.
So scratch that idea then, you guys. I guess I'll just take the lead. and the soldier will just follow me then.
Yeah, go for it. There's probably fewer out there now than when they started. That's all I was going to say. I think they were the other way, weren't they?
Oops.
Yes. Going down that way. Sorry. Though. You can go whichever way.
I'll go this way.
I mean, it all goes in a circle, so.
Okay. So can I go through this door, or is there something special I gotta...
I think all this stuff was disabled. That's the way we came in, unless I'm remembering incorrectly.
Okay. Wait, is there a way to... this has been disabled, you said?
The traps and stuff, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna go through here then, if all this has been disabled. Now my vision is a little bit darker. There we go. Go through there.
Doors.
Go through here. And then I have my bow and arrow ready, and I start shooting at the orcs. That might not be a smart thing to do, but I'm gonna give it a try anyway.
First, roll up your stealth.
Stealth, okay.
Oh dear.
Well, I guess I'm not very stealthy right now. It's 6 total.
Okay, yeah, you don't have surprise on them. Go ahead and roll initiatives then.
Oh my gosh, my rolls suck. 5 total for initiative for me.
I got 22.
Are we all set on initiatives? Wait, does Arsenal really have 2?
Yep.
Jesus, what happened? Well, yeah, it's your turn.
Okay, can I just step over all of my allies?
I think they're, yeah, I think so. I don't even think it's difficult terrain per se.
I'm pretty sure you can move through friendly squares without issue, yeah.
Yeah.
It might be enemy squares that are difficult terrain, I'm not sure.
It isn't until here that I can actually see who and what we're doing, so I guess I go to the left. I have the thingy attached to me.
Yeah, I've detached it like 10 times, but it won't stop following people.
He imprinted on me.
It's actually really annoying, because I don't know how to detach it harder.
So, I have a question for you. The wording of the Vex property is if you hit a creature with this weapon and deal damage, you have advantage on your next attack roll against that creature. But if you miss with your first attack, then you don't do damage, so the second one wouldn't have advantage, correct?
Right, yeah, you have to do damage by that wording.
So, I mean, I'm assuming that I missed because I rolled a 4, which is a 10.
Yeah, that's a mess.
And for the second one, I rolled a 10, which is a 16.
That is a hit.
I remember that I rolled a d4, but I don't remember the conditions for doing that. When you hit a creature with a weapon. So yeah, the condition is satisfied. And the orc should be fine with psychic damage. Okay, so 11 damage and 3 of it is psychic.
Nice.
Is that your turn?
Yeah, that was a move and an action and a bonus, so yeah.
Okay.
What's he get to do? Yeah, they weren't really aware of Tien, so she just kind of runs out past this loud monk that comes crashing out the door. He's like, I'm gonna shoot you! And then Tia comes running by.
I'm the shot.
16 to hit Tia.
My AC is 17, so no.
Lucky.
20. That's a hit.
That is a hit.
It's 10 damage to Tia.
Ow.
All right, the next one. This one is beefier. Let's see.
You should call him Beefy Bandit.
24 is a hit. 6 damage to Tia.
Oh.
Ow.
Dang.
More than half my hit points in one fell swoop.
The one in front of you right here, this bottom one, you get the impression from how he's fighting that he is probably the bandit to leader, or at least their hardest fighter.
And I just ran straight to him.
Rikara, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Okay, I move up a little bit, and then I try to shoot my bow and arrow at the one that Tia's not fighting right now. Okay, so 10, and then I add 2 to that, I believe. Or is it 4? I'm trying to remember. Oh, no. I add 5. So that's actually 15.
You said the one that Tia's not fighting, so this one?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, that's a hit.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, so, all right, and then a d8 plus 3 for damage. Well, 4. But then I get a Kensai shot, right? So, where's my... That was a 4, a d4, that's right.
Well, that's damage, right? Like, if you hit?
Yeah, she's rolling damage.
Yes.
Okay, so that was 3?
3 damage, and then plus, I think it was...
4, wasn't it?
Yeah, 4. So 7 total damage.
Gotcha.
And then that's my turn.
Okay, arsenal.
Yeah. Action surge, see if I can... What the fuck, man? Yeah, so arsenal like completely misses with a 9 and then a 13, so I guess that's his turn.
I gave you my inspiration.
Give that a shot. 22 on the beefy boy.
Okay, that's a hit.
1 second. He takes 7 bludgeoning damage. He's sheathed in booming energy and gets knocked 10 feet back. Preferably right next to the clockwork soldier. Or is that not the beefy boy, or...
That's not the beefy boy.
Okay, so the top one is the beefy boy?
No, I was doing the wrong one. You were
okay,
right.
Okay.
So you want him like there?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I feel completely out of practice.
You're good.
I'm picturing you using your hammer like a baseball bat, just being like,
home run. You should probably rename that orc bandit to something. Beefy orc bandit.
Beefy bandit. Because their names are the same. It's confusing. Yes.
That's his turn then, Arsenal's?
Yep.
So the clockwork soldier, he had a turn just before Rikara. He runs out there, and the scene here are a lot of broken clockworks on the ground and a lot of dead orc or bandits. You see a couple of humans and stuff. But for the most part, this during that hour short rest, there was obviously some kind of a battle going on here. And these are probably the only survivors.
Wow.
Not for long.
However, this clockwork runs over here and starts repairing one of the clockworks that are on the ground.
Oh my gosh.
Hopefully, and reprogramming it.
But it is your turn, Tia.
I'll be right back. Okey Pizza's dope. Done.
So this guy who's still within melee range, he's just the bandit boy. I will take a whack at him. Or I guess the first one would be a slash at him. Oh, and I cast Hunter's Mark. So, mass. 17 to hit?
That's a hit.
So that would be a d6 plus a d6 plus a d4. So the 2 is psychic, 1 is force, 4 is slashing, and that's a total of 11. So I guess 7 would be slashing. And that, I believe, is my turn, because I don't want to move. Do I need to differentiate the different damage types, or am I doing it for no reason? Okay.
These guys don't have special resistances. I wasn't going to complain, though.
I mean, it's good to keep it separate in my head anyway.
1 hit on you from this guy for 10 damage.
On Tia,
yeah.
These suckers will be the end of me.
This one's going to take the thunder damage when Jem comes back. Going to attack Arsenal, though, because Arsenal pushed him. 26 to hit. 16 a hit, so he gets 1 hit.
Oh.
The 11.
Are you keeping track of that, or do you want me to write it down?
No, I got it here. Cleave, actually. If you hit a creature with a melee attack rolling using this weapon within 5 feet, so he also gets to attack you.
Weapon properties. Oh, no.
17 to hit, I think, is a hit on you, right?
It is. I'm pretty sure I'm going down.
Oh, man. 1 damage.
Ow.
He rolled a 1, but he doesn't get to add the ability damage to the cleave.
Oh, gotcha.
Dude.
Does cure wounds break concentration?
No. Kara, it's going to be your turn.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I'm going to shoot at the beefy bandit dude with my arrow. You got to be kidding me. 9. That's not going to hit.
You can have my final inspiration.
Well, thank you. Do I just roll again?
That just means, yeah, just re-roll it like it didn't happen.
19. That's a hit. Okay. So then I take my d8, so 8 damage, and then a Kensai, 12 damage total to him. I think that's my turn.
Okay. It'll be Arsenal when he gets back.
Actually, never mind. Yeah. That's right.
Wait on what?
I was going to ask you if I can get in between the beefy bandit and Tia, so then that way he would be prone to attack me and not her, maybe, but I had my turn, so.
To do that, you would want to be a fighter class. And I think if you specialize in shield with fighters, they can do that.
I see. Okay.
Or it might be a feat. But yeah, it's like a specific mechanic that not everybody gets.
Makes sense.
It is Arsenal's turn?
Mm-hmm.
Plus you took some damage and did some damage.
Yeah, you take 11 damage.
Okay.
Okay, I do.
He cleaved. No. Arsenal takes 11 damage. He cleaved Arsenal into Tia for one damage. And I think he needs to take, he has a great axe. And he rolled a 1 on the d12.
He takes 6 thunder damage.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
And then Arsenal is going to swing at him. It's a 21 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Going to get pushed back again and use sheathed and big boom. And he takes 9 bludgeoning damage. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Tia.
Okay. I do a, Cure Wounds on myself in case I wasn't clear. So I heal for 11. And that's my action. I don't think I have bonus actions to, disengage, which would be nice. So I think that's my turn.
He's going to take a swing, this normal bandit, at Arsenal for 11, which is a miss. 17, which is a miss. Beefy bandit realizes the clockwork over here is up to something. He's going to take some attacks on this guy. And he's saying in Orcish, which everybody except even Kaiser, actually. It's repairing the Guardian.
Oh.
That's a hit.
Oh, that's the Guardian.
Ugh.
11 and Found 5. It. Uh-oh. This thing even alive still? Oh, yeah. Rikara, go ahead.
Okay. Can I think I can shoot a bow and arrow at someone from 15 feet, right? I'm going to try that. I'm going to try to hit the beefy orc from where I'm at. Nat 20.
That's a crit. Yeah.
Nice. So 9 damage there. And then I've used 2 key. Can I? How many keys do I have? 3?
Did you roll your damage die twice? So with the crit, you're supposed to roll your damage dice twice.
Oh, the damage?
Yeah. The modifier is still add once, but your die, you can roll it again and add it.
Wait, so I did roll the damage and then add 3. And that was...
But you rolled... You only rolled 1d8, right?
Correct. So I rolled 2?
So 2d8 plus 3. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Because you crit. Well, now so 6, 7, you already 8. Rolled a...
That would be... So I would just roll one more time. Because there was one that was an 8. And then a 5. So...
Well, you had 9 before.
13 damage.
I thought you had 9 before. And plus 5 is 14.
I think so, too. I got it down, though, because I put whatever you said on there.
Because I rolled a 5 and then added 3 to it, so that was 8. That was the first time. And then I'm rolling this time. I scratched out the previous time when I rolled 2. I rolled a 5 this time, so it'd be 13, mm-hmm. right? I just wouldn't add 3 to it because I did the other time, right?
Yeah.
I thought you had a total of 9 before. I'm not sure.
Well, he said he took it either way, so he's doing it separately. It's still going to work out.
Okay.
Okay.
So just add 5 to whatever.
Yeah. And so I think it was a total of 13.
Well, I could probably check, right? No, I can't. I can't undo damage. Okay. That sucks.
Oh, well.
Oh, wait. Yes, I can. What is this? No, it's only rolls. Okay. Go ahead. You get to roll the Kensai shot thing?
But I think I have a total of 3 on that, so... I think this is my last one until I long rest.
You get to roll that twice as well. So you got 1 and then roll another one.
Okay.
Isn't the Kensai shot a free bonus action?
4.
Yeah, I thought it wasn't a key point.
I think we went over that before and it's just a free bonus action. So you can do that as much as you want anytime you hit, as long as you have a bonus
action. Oh, okay. Well, that works. So then it's 5. Another 5 to the 13. So it's 18 total damage.
Got it.
Good round.
Nice. Okay, that's my turn.
Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to hit Squishy Bandit. The 14 to hit Squishy Bandit.
Yep.
That is 12 bludgeoning damage, and he gets knocked back 10 feet right next to his friend. Right on the little plate thing there, or whatever.
Like Babe Ruth, you just hit him. He goes flying up.
He's sheathed in booming energy now. And that's Arsenal's turn.
And a nice little crash right there. Tia, it's your turn.
Let me think about what I want to do. The answer is not die. All out of heals. So I'm going to be careful. Can I both... Since I can interact as a free action with 2 weapons per turn because of my dual wielder, can I sheath my rapier and draw a dagger to throw?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a mastery on dagger, so I'm just going to throw it. Ugh, that was a 20, and then it flipped over. Okay, so it's, I know it hits because it's 18 on the die, and math is over 20. So, dagger is a d4, plus Hunter's Mark, plus psychic stuff. So that is 13 13 damage.
Nice.
To the normal orc bandit or the beefy one?
Good question.
I think you marked the orc bandit, right?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking it was the one up top, but I don't know if they stayed in the same position. So I think it is him.
Okay.
So yeah, him is who I do the 14 to. Then I'm going to retreat a little bit behind Rikara. I stole the clockwork, sorry.
It's so annoying. I've detached it like 5 times.
When imprinting never goes away, it's forever, man.
All right, this one's going to try and get off here and run over to Arsenal. Takes that thunder damage.
That might kill him, right?
6.
Hopefully.
6 damage.
That's what I was waiting on, see if it killed him. It did not, but he gets to take his turn.
It's 1d8, so it wouldn't have killed him through 11.
I didn't look at the numbers. I was just, being hopeful.
11 damage to Arsenal with 1 hit.
Oof.
You have my thoughts and prayers.
All right, Beefy Bandit takes care of my problem. He gets rid of the clockwork and comes over here at Arsenal. I'm grieving.
Honestly, it's probably about to be our problem too, anyways.
I think he takes... he doesn't have that thunder on him anymore, does he?
Nope, it ends on Arsenal's turn.
Okay, Rikara.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to try to hit the Beefy Bandit with my bow and arrow again, see how that works. Another nat 20 plus 5, so 25 to hit.
That works pretty damn well. So roll 2d8 plus your d4 altogether.
Okay. Oh, wait. Plus d4. Whoops. So 5, 8 damage total there, and then a d4.
2d4s, right, actually?
2d4? Okay, so 2 plus 3, so 5. So 13 damage. That's my turn.
Okay. Arsenal.
Let's see. Arsenal's going to use his second wind. It's a pretty decent roll. And then he's going to smack the squishy bandit. It's a 14 to hit.
Yep.
He goes down, I'm pretty sure, because it's minimum 7 damage.
All right, he's at 1 hit point.
Wow.
Oh, right. Okay.
Considery.
He gets knocked back 10 feet, and he's sheathed in booming energy.
Just straight back like this?
That's the beefy bandit, not the squishy one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Squishy one goes back into the same pile I knocked them on before.
Okay, yeah. I switched them.
Does the pile count as difficult terrain?
Not really, no. I mean, I guess it should. That's the Arsenal's turn, that's your turn, Tia.
How many feet is 1, 2, 3, 4? Yeah, okay, so the range on a... Oh, you know what? If I stow my scimitar, then I should be able to draw my longbow. So, do that. Good God. Well, that might hit, actually, because I was going to go for the squishy one, because he's who I've got marked. And that should be 14. 14 to hit.
That's a hit.
So, he only had 1, right?
Yep, he's dead.
So, he has a minimum of 3 coming to him. So, yeah, he's dead. And I believe that is my turn because I don't get a bonus action in that case. Yep, that's my turn.
Beefy Bandit has a choice here. What is Kaiser's AC?
Oh, no.
16.
Not Kaiser.
They're destroying all our friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll try.
Smite him.
Ruh-roh.
8 damage to Kaiser. And with his great axe, he gets to do a cleave onto Kaiser. Gets to respond, and it's Rikara's turn.
Okay. Well, I tell Beefy Bandit 20. To pick... Oh, wow.
So 7 damage to Beefy Bandit from Kaiser.
Nice.
You tell the Beefy Bandit to what?
Oh, never mind. Kaiser's doing fantastic. I was going to tell him to stop picking on him.
She's going to be like, pick on somebody your own size. Oh, wait, never mind. He's got this.
Slay, short king.
So 6. Yeah, 6. 11 to hit. I don't think that hits.
You think properly.
Yeah. So I think I think that's my turn.
Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to swing at Beefy Boy. It's a 24 to hit. It's 13 bludgeoning damage. And he gets knocked back 10 feet and sheathed in booming energy.
This is the only one, so I'm not screwing this up. Straight back from you is what it's supposed to be?
Whatever works.
10 feet?
Yes.
Right onto this pressure plate?
Maybe not onto the pressure plate.
You sure?
Maybe put him in the same spot where I put the other orc.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. He's at one hit point.
Yeah, I figured. But he's sheathed in booming energy, so he's kind of fucked.
All right, Tia, it's your turn.
There's not much point, but I'm going to do it anyway. Shift my hunter's mark to him. And if I hit, he's definitely dying. Okay, so that's a 15 on the die, which is like 20 or 21 or something like that to hit. 21.
They're all done.
Nice.
Slayed.
We won, you guys.
I'm going to start looting their corpses because they've got to have good shit.
I recommend we take a rest, though, before we attack more.
If that was their leader, hopefully there aren't more that need to be attacked. But yeah, I would agree. Just in case.
Yeah.
Just don't sit on that pressure plate. Still don't know what it does. I mean, I think, I don't know how you all are doing, but like I only have one hit die left. How's everybody else's hit dice?
Arsenal also only has one left.
I'm not sure if a short rest will be enough, but I guess we'll see. I don't know. Or do you want to do like a long rest? Uh-oh. What's that?
That's the guardian on the ground.
Thunderful.
Oh, Nikes.
It has red outline, but like I
so
said,
it's... So did my friend.
Anyway.
I'm not prejudiced.
You see like pieces on the floor starting to like move slowly towards it and start connecting themselves onto it.
Are any of them a gem?
No, just like metal pieces. Oh. It looks like magnetically being pulled together as though it's rebuilding itself.
Is this where smithing tools might come in with all the metal, like taking it apart?
I think so. So how can I move to it?
It's a question. I don't know if it will work or not, but I was just curious.
It sounds like it would.
I mean, the magnetic thing might be a problem because maybe it's assembling quicker than you can disassemble.
What's the situation?
Sit rep, please. It is slowly reassembling itself. Little pieces on the ground that were smashed off by the orc are all coming this way and just reattaching to this thing and slowly rebuilding like its appendages.
Is this a device that might be like making that process happen that we could disable?
It is a broken control panel that won't do anything at the moment.
Okay.
I think we need to get our little pocket control panel out and be like, no, sit, heal. Not with an A, heal with a two E's, heal.
So that's what I do because I have that control thing.
All right, when you pull it out, it is glowing yellow for the spirit, which is the control panel for constructs.
Okay. Well, I don't like that. So how do I make it not glow? Like, would my character know?
No, I don't think so, no. You're not sure what the access code is.
Open sesame or don't open sesame?
Wasn't this the process that we did before with the littler one? Like, it started out glowing yellow and, like, I pushed it and then it opened menus and stuff? Or am I wrong?
Oh!
That's what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So stand next to it and push the... Like, I'll confer with her on it because I've been through this process before. But I'm also kind of not so smart, so take that as you will. But, like, I'll tell her, like, you got to push it and then play the puzzle and figure it out.
Well, as you push it, you're not sure what the access code is. It's far more complex than the smaller clockwork before. Like, this one, you're pretty certain would take a long time to figure out if you're just guessing at the codes. You could do a disadvantage. What skill would this be? Do a disadvantage charisma check.
Okay.
Because we're looking for luck here.
So what would be, like, how much would be the disadvantage? Because it's already a -1 for me. So...
You roll it twice and take the lower roll.
Okay.
You got an 8?
9. I rolled a 19 at first, and then the second roll was a 9.
So... Can I assist with that and get rid of the disadvantage?
You already said you were assisting, so...
Oh. Well, can I roll it? Because I think I have a bigger bonus because I get to add charisma and wisdom.
Well, I was just going to say, if you do assist, it would get rid of the disadvantage. So we would go with her first roll, which was an 18, which is enough to disable it or shut it down. Not permanently, but you think you've slowed it down.
Okay. Thank you, Tia.
Can we disassemble it and see if it has a gem inside? Or is it going to be like, no, disassemble?
I mean,
short circuit
I can try
reference,
that.
Love it. definitely be tinkering to get it done, but really wanting to use your smithing.
Yeah.
So go ahead and do the smithing. What were you going
to
say?
What would I use to roll that?
A d20 plus your smithing tools proficiency bonus.
Okay.
Which statistic does smithing tools use? Intelligence or something else?
Strength.
Strength.
Strength. Oh, so it's a 0, so 9.
Plus proficiency, which is 2.
Oh, 2. So yeah, so 11.
All right. Yeah, you're not able. Well, I'm going to guess again, you're probably getting assisted. So go ahead and roll it at, again for advantage.
Okay.
I assist with my thieves' tools.
Kaiser's actually a smith, too.
2. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you got to be kidding. I need a lot of assistance here.
Yeah, but what you're finding as you're trying to clamp down pieces is that eventually they break free and start going towards them.
Oh.
Anyway, but like I said, it's not reassembling itself quickly anymore.
Can I just toss them in water? Would that solve this whole issue?
I'm kind of wondering what these pressure plates do. I remember when I looked at them before, they didn't seem to be traps. They possibly had something like linked into whatever was rumbling down under. I don't know. Maybe we should throw them at a pressure plate and see what happens.
Okay.
She's just down to do whatever.
Hey, I'm about ready to throw them in a big pile of water, so.
We're just lacking the pile of water is all.
Right. Okay. So do I just use strength to lift him or try to use strength? I mean, I'm not very strong. Arsenal, are you very strong?
Use like Arsenal's hammer.
Oh, there we go.
Use the pushback on his hammer and push him onto a plate.
Can we try that? I want to do that.
Because he's large, right? You can do it with large or smaller.
I think so, yeah.
And so Arsenal's like picking up pieces of the Guardian, throwing them straight up and then batting them onto pressure plates.
Yeah.
Rikara and Tia are like the pitchers even. Just playing baseball with the construct parts.
Just a little recreational activity.
All right. All right, you put it on the pressure plates. When there's enough weight on it, you hear a click, but nothing seems to happen.
Huh. Okay. All
right, good old-fashioned boot to the skull, and let's move on.
How long is he down?
I just want to disassemble him so we can steal all his shit, but he won't let us. It's so lame.
I don't know how in the heck. Maybe I'm thinking too much on this, but I feel like if we don't disassemble him now, he's going to be an issue later. That's my only concern.
Well, I'll describe one of the things Kaiser tries is literally just taking a piece of the Guardian and running away. And eventually he starts getting pulled back with it and it reattaches onto it.
What if we like put some pieces in another room and like lock them? You're fast. So like run fast into another room with some of the big pieces that seem important.
Okay. I'm willing to try that.
We could put him on the other side of those grinder things and then turn him back on so that if it tries to come out and reattach, it gets, like, completely annihilated.
Okay. So I grab some pieces.
Remember the blades I'm talking about?
I think so. Which blades?
Like in that room. Remember those blade chaps that we had to disable when we first went in there because they were, like, trying to cut our legs off? Like, if we put big pieces of him behind those and then reactivate them and close and lock the door?
Okay.
So you're talking about through this door up here?
Yeah, or any, like, there were a few doors that led into that room. So if we all took some pieces, take it and run. Now we're playing football. She said you can get on my shoulder and help because you might be too small.
What'd you say?
Go and toss them.
She said that's what she wants to do.
Okay. So Rikara runs over here, I'm assuming. Runs in, tosses it in.
Yeah.
I want to take a piece and run the other way with it and toss it in the other side.
Now, what about these gears here?
Like, maybe take his
head. Like, what if we... Yeah.
There's just levers that we had to pull to turn it off, so we should just be able to, like, re-engage it with the same lever.
Yeah, so that's what I do. So, like, I take its head, I take all of that stuff, and just separate it out into those rooms, those blades.
After you've thrown it into the center room there, you hear the blades also seeming to cut on something, and then it starts sounding really high-pitched.
Uh-oh.
The sound just keeps going for a while, like metal being sheared.
Well, at the very least, it'll keep him disabled for a while. I mean, he might eventually figure out how to repair himself, but should give us some time to leave here and search for, like, gems or whatever we were looking for.
Okay.
Was this the way out or was it down?
The way to leave this place? Yes.
Yeah, because we still need to find how to power this place. Or is that not our mission? I forget, actually. I thought that was our mission. We're looking for a gem, right?
I think the mission was to figure out and disable the guardian.
Oh, well, then we probably need to, like, permanently disable him. Have we accomplished that?
With the car's smithing and Arsenal's metalness, you're pretty certain what's going on is that eventually it will cut through that dome that's there and be able to make it to itself.
Okay.
As for the amount of time, it would probably take a few days.
Okay. Well, maybe we need to try to disable this place so that, like, all of these processes just aren't happening anymore, because destroying major pieces of him doesn't seem to be a permanent fix. So if this was the way that we came in, we haven't yet found the way to go, like, down to that lower level. Maybe that's where we need to go. Maybe we should go the other way.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember, but I remember this was like a circular room that had, I think there was an exit down this way too. Oh wait, where does this go? Or is this what I'm thinking? Have we been down this way? I don't think so. Would you like to come explore with me, friends? There's a friend.
I'm right with you.
Where'd you even go?
Can you see my thingy?
Oh, there we go.
Where is Rikara?
She's making her way down.
I'm following, but it's, there we go.
Are you right clicking again?
Yeah, I got her.
How do I open the door? Do I just click it?
Yeah, I think this one's not a locked one. Can you open it?
I don't remember how.
You just double click the icon if you can.
Oh, yeah, it worked. I wasn't positioned properly. I want to check and make sure there aren't any saw blade traps. Never mind, I can't see shit.
Can you still knock it down here, Rikara?
Yeah, for some reason it's not moving. And I'm clicking the right.
Did you press W for the move?
W.
Yeah, so they have that hand grab thing in the duels.
There we go.
Mushroom man.
I don't know why, but sometimes it just, like, it doesn't load her right away to move her.
What are you using for your web browser?
Chrome? Could that be why?
Did you say Chrome?
Yeah. Three dots in the bottom left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Top left. Or top right, I mean.
Should be in the bottom left. Extras? You not?
Not seeing that.
Well, we're looking for settings.
Settings.
Maybe that's just for me.
Okay.
In the bottom left of mine on Chrome, it's three stars and it says what's new.
Yeah, that's what's same here.
Okay, never mind. I'm trying to figure out where in the world did I see this thing where you could set it to performance. Oops, not there.
Well, I am down by Arsenal now.
Okay. Well, they're further down still, like where Arsenal's going.
All right.
Do you need me to point her again? I found a square.
It is,
I think,
a square.
This door is locked.
Yep, oh. That one is locked. It's a heavier vault door. Not the one you're at, Rikara. The one Tia's at.
Is it a thieves' tool kind of locked or a device kind of locked?
It looks like it's probably opened elsewhere. There isn't, like, a lock even on it. It's just, like, a closed, handleless, keyless door.
So if Rikara brings that device near it, does it light up and show the, like, door thing?
It does not.
Well, three. Huh. I guess I will try. I'm talking about this door, by the way. What about this one?
That one looks like it couldn't be opened.
I want to roll another perception for traps and nasties. That actually doesn't suck. So, 19 perception.
You see a trip here, an alarm trip. You'd have to be careful passing through here. There's nothing to really disable. It's just a plate on the floor.
Okay. Well, when my companions are close enough, I will point it out and be like, step carefully, friends.
Okay.
And I step carefully over it. Man, this place is crazy. I think I'll do another perception since I couldn't see here when I did the last one. Ugh, that's a one.
What's going on, Rikara? Oh, there you are.
What did I find?
You find a stairway.
I thought it was a turkey.
It is not a turkey, but it's a circular stairway that goes down.
Hey, it's maybe what I'm looking for because we want to go to the noisy place, right? Although, what's over here? This place is insane. It's like a literal labyrinth.
And then do I do perception to go over the thing?
Nope, no. It was pointed out.
to step catch away. Yeah, the limited vision makes it really hard to follow people.
So this room, when you open it up, below this, what looks like a glass floor here, are a lot of gears, but most of them are stopped. These are kind of large, by the way. These are some distance down. This one right here, for example, you're pretty sure you could walk around on that cog and then walk into the center here. So there's like a big clockwork machine down here.
Huh.
I feel incredibly out of my depth when it comes to disabling things of this nature and magnitude. But okay. So this is below is probably where that staircase leads down to?
You would think so, yes.
More doors. I hate doors.
This one opens. You found there's a lever for it. It was only locked from the other direction.
Gotcha. Does this go back to where we were, though?
Yeah, you would assume so.
Okay. So I think we should turn around and go back to that staircase down, because if we're going to disable the guardian permanently, we probably have to disable this place. Excuse me, pardon me.
Okay.
Coming through.
Now, is there something I can do with
you know where you're going.
What'd you say, Ricardo?
Is there something I can do with that, with those gears? Okay.
Not from up here, no. They're pretty far away.
We did find a staircase that goes down, though, so hopefully we'll be able to get up closer and examine stuff. Want a rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first? Yeah, screw it. Away I go.
You know the Mario sound when you go down the pipe? I kind of feel like this might be a place to pause because that's the next map.
That's the map.
Kara just teleports over there.
She's on my face.
Sorry.
How do all of you feel about that? Doing a
don't
pause
mean to be
here.
On your face.
I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to, it was a little bit confusing for everybody, but just to make sure we're all caught up, I think we're going down below to the next level to try and mess with the machinery of this fortress and, like, shut down that guardian and its stupid Magneto crap. That's that guy's name, right? Magneto from X-Men.
Magneto?
Magneto. That's why it didn't feel right.
Yeah, you gotta make sure to put the knee in there. Magneto.
That's the problem of, like, reading before you hear it. Like, we used to read the comics. So I think me and my brother called him Magneto for most of our lives and then watched the movie where his name is Magneto. So, yeah, that's my problem.
To be fair, it should have been Magneto. I mean, that's how it's spelled.
But Magneto sounds eviler.